I want to prophesy to you that this year you will see God drive the peg through your enemy's head into the ground. This is the year of victory. This is the year where you will see the destruction of the enemy upon your life, says the Spirit of the living God. And if you take that word, you will grab a hold of it in your spirit for this year. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast of Encounter Ministries International. This message, ministered by Leon Dupria, will bring supernatural transformation to your life. And we also believe that you will have an unforgettable encounter with the supernatural God. For more free resources such as sermons, videos, photos, and information on this ministry, please visit our website at www.encounterint.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube by searching for Encounter Ministries International or Leon Dupria. We hope that this message will be a blessing to you.
Tonight, I sense, even as I was in this place, I sense really an atmosphere of power. I was really touched when I walked in here and the anointing in the place like this. And this atmosphere is very rare. Are you guys with me? Listen, I just need us just to be a little bit hungry, a little bit stirred. Because I literally feel the anointing on me like hot oil. And the Lord specifically said to me that it will be a night of power, of impartation. I want that impartation to come to you. Amen. Whatever God has for you, whatever He has planned for you, let it come to you. Listen to me. The Bible says that He works in us both to do and to will for His good pleasure. That word works is in the Greek, I believe, energeo, which means energy from heaven. It's literally, listen, every person that is baptized with the Holy Spirit is filled with power. But we need energeo to work that power in us. Come on, you guys with me. So what does it mean? It means when the Holy Ghost comes upon us and when we live a Christian life, there's an energy that is being stirred up around us. That even when people sit around us, it is like they are awakened or they cannot just sit comfortably because of the energy that is around you. May the energy of God, the energeo of heaven, come into this place, because it is that power that will cause the power of God to work on the inside of us and to come out. Listen to me. God is in you and is looking for an exit sign. I'm going to say it again. God is inside of you and is looking for an exit sign. Come on, you guys, with me. I was praying this afternoon and I said to the Lord, I said, God, I was praying about Elisha and I was thinking how his bones were so filled with the anointing and they threw a dead body on him. The man that they threw on him and the friends that threw the man on him had no faith. Are you guys with me? But Elisha's bones were saturated with the anointing. And many times we excuse no miracles or no healing for that the person don't have faith. Listen to me. That person that was dead and their friends had no faith, didn't even know who was lying in the grave. But when that body touched the bones of Elisha, the body was resurrected. Are you guys with me? And I began to ask God this afternoon. In fact, 5 minutes before I came here, I said, God, why did the man get resurrected? Because we're supposed to have faith. And the Lord whispered to me, and I hope you can grab a hold of this. I was sitting and God just spoke to me. And He said, Leon, the man that they threw on the bones were so anointed that when it came into contact with that person that was dead and his friends didn't even have faith, the power of God was activated. And I said, but why was it, there was no faith involved? And God said to me, because Elisha was dead. None of you are getting it. None of you are getting it. Why is that only one person that's getting it? God is looking for a dead people that cannot interfere with the anointing. God is looking for a dead people who cannot intercept or interfere with the flow and the outflow of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Elisha could not interfere. Elisha could not limit or resist it. Even when somebody who had no faith came into contact with him, they were resurrected by the power of God. God wants His people to die so that the anointing can increase. Come on, God said to Joshua, He said, Joshua, tell the people to consecrate themselves. And tomorrow I will do wonders among them. The promise of consecration. Listen to me. The problem in the church is that we have too many alive people. You don't greet them, they take offense. I speak a little bit loud, they take offense. I say something, they're like, they take offense. And we get emails upon emails. I block so many people on my Facebook because they take offense about everything. And I thought, my God, when is the church going to walk in power? And listen to me. God wants us to go from a place of carnality through a soulish place into a spiritual Christian where we don't take offense, but we are dead. That means if I poke at somebody, they are dead. If I offend them, dead people cannot be offended. Dead people cannot be hurt. Dead people cannot have unforgiveness. Dead people don't have fleshly carnal emotions. Dead people God can use. Come on, are you guys with me? I have two words. I just want to share these two points because I want to pray for, I want to really pray for every person here tonight. But apart from that, I also want to do impartation as the Holy Spirit leads. But I just want to share these two points with you. Are you guys with me? For 2016, I don't know what Pastor Mark prophesied. I'm not influenced by it. And I don't come against it. I'm not in anything in way by it. So this is purely just coming from me. But what I believe that God has in store for this year, for those, listen to me, for those who are going to consecrate themselves. 2017, that the year that is coming, is speaking of the year of the cutting off in the Hebraic calendar. Which means that God is going to begin to cut off certain things, certain people, even things in our flesh. But this year the Lord spoke about 2016. I want you just to stay with me. Are you guys with me? It's a very short word, two keys. We have stepped into 2016, actually in last year, September, I believe it was, according to the Hebrew calendar. The year 2016, this will be very quick, just stay with me. The year 2016, the letters associated with the Hebraic year is, if 2016 is what we call 5776. Every letter in the Hebrew has in the Hebrew Bible has a number, and every letter actually has a meaning to it, which means that every letter is a word. So if you have one word, every letter would be a word, and that's how they would read in the Hebrew and understand it. And the year 2016, which we have just stepped in, 5776 means and speaks of the year of, last year it was Ayin Dalet, I believe it was. This year it is Ayin Vav, which we have just entered into in the Hebrew. That's what 5776 means. The word Ayin, I want to get into this just quickly. The word Ayin means to see. The word Vav, V-A-V, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it means this. It means a peg or a nail or a hook. But that's what it means in the Hebrew. A peg, and what the picture literally means is to see the peg, to see the nail. And I want to speak to you just two points. I want to just, you know, I was doing research on this. I was praying about it, and many people have many points and so on, but the Lord just really shared with me two points. Are you guys with me? I want to speak to you what the peg prophetically speaks of. Two things in this year that will happen in your life. To those who are aligning themselves, to those who will consecrate themselves and give themselves wholly to God. We are entering into a place, listen to me, people could have played around with God many years ago, but we're entering into a place where God is going to require holiness and nothing less, because He says, without holiness, we cannot see the Lord. Are you guys with me? Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. I am fully convinced, even in my heart, that God is about to bring back the message of holiness, consecration, separation, prayer, fasting, and set apart from sin into the church. God wants His people consecrated and set apart for Himself, because once they are consecrated and set apart, it is there where He anoints them. Amen? Listen, God anoints a consecrated people. God anoints a separated people. Because when I consecrate myself, when I separate myself, I am spending time in the presence of God. Somebody said, I was listening to a theologian this week, they said, when we get so full of God, God is looking for an exit sign, and He finds it through our eyes and He finds it through our mouth. That is why when somebody is full of God, you cannot even look them in the eyes, because they are so full of the Holy Ghost, God is looking throughout them. We must become a body for them. Listen to me. The first thing that peg means, that the word peg prophetically means that God is going to do this year. If you go for me to put for me on Isaiah 54, verse number 1-3 out of the Amplified. Isaiah 54, verse number 1. I'm holding myself and I want to pray for many people, but I just want to get these 2 points through. But I want your spirits to be open and receive this. This is a promise from God. Sing, O barren one, you who did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. You who did not travail with child. I can just preach on that 3 verses there. God is saying, listen here, even though it looks like nothing is happening, even though it looks like there's barrenness, even though it might have been your whole life, I want you to sing aloud. I want you to cry aloud. Break forth in singing and crying. I will tell you now why God says to break forth in singing. I'm going to put out another scripture. In fact, I didn't plan this. But he says, you who did not travail with child, you who did not have your promise come to pass yet. He says, listen here, sing aloud. Cry out to him. For the spiritual children of the desolate one will be more than the children of the married wife, says the Lord. He's saying, listen here, those who are barren, those who didn't give birth yet, you're about to step into a place where you will be more fruitful than the married one, where you will have more than that one that you thought had more than you. Go with me to the next screen. Enlarge, stay with me, enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. It says, spare not, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. In the other translation, this is a wrong amplified Bible. There's 2 amplified versions. You get a better one which explains a bitterly. But it says strengthen your pegs, which basically means God is saying to, through Isaiah, he says, listen here, through the tent peg, I want you to enlarge your tent. I want you to stretch your boundaries. I want you to listen to me. God is looking for somebody to take a risk. I made a post on Facebook. I said, if we have never made a mistake in the supernatural, we have not taken a risk. Which means God wants us to make mistakes. He loves us to make mistakes because he's saying, for goodness sake, somebody stepped out of the boat and they tried to walk on the water. There's 3 types of people. Those who are on the seashore, they are the spectators. And then those disciples who got into the boat and they went into the storm, they are the participators. That's the second level of faith. But then you get the demonstrators, the risk takers. That is Peter who stepped out onto the water. They might seem like they're drowning, but as they go in, Jesus' hand comes up and pulls them out of that place. But listen to me, would Jesus have come and sit in the boat if Peter did not step out? I don't know. Amen. So God, because of risk takers and demonstrators, God's presence comes into our midst. But listen, enlarge your tent. God is saying prophetically, I am going to bring expansion and enlarging. But I'm going on. Listen, God is going to bring increase. Go for it to Genesis 15 verse 5. Genesis 15 verse 5. Let me read it out of the Amplified. Thanks, Paul. Let me read it out of the Amplified. Don't put it on the screen. It's fine. I'm going to read it from here. And he brought him, Abram, and he brought him outside his tent. Listen. And he brought him outside. Can anybody say to me, outside? He stepped into the starlight and said, look towards the heavens and count the stars. If you are able to number them, then he said to him, so shall your descendants be. God will bring us like Abram outside of our tent. Our tent speaks of our limitation. God is saying, I want to enlarge your tent. Until you step out of it, you're not going to see the heavens. You're not going to see the stars. You're not going to see the promise that I have for you. Listen, the tent represents our limitations. Genesis 12, number 1 to 3. You don't have to go there, but God said to Abram, Abram, I'm going to make your name great. Abraham. I don't know if he was here, Abram. I think he was here, Abram. Abram, Abraham. Doesn't matter. But anyway, I will make your name great. We think of Abram when he was traveling, that they had the small little tents. We watched these movies. He was richer than the kings. Amen. He had so much money, he had so much richness, that in fact, he was a coward also, in all due respect, because he pimped his wife twice. I was reading my Bible, he did it once, and I was, dear God, he did it again. And God was so upon this man that God would come to in a dream and speak to the king who would take his wife. After Abraham lied about it, give the king his wife as his sister because he was afraid the king was going to kill him. That's a coward. Amen. But God's hand was upon Abraham. God has called to make his name great. So God said, listen here to the second king. The second king was complaining. He said, God, but I've done this in the integrity of my heart, in the sincerity of my heart. I did not know that it was his wife. And God says, yes, I know you did it in the sincerity and the integrity of your heart. And that's why I withheld you. I can speak to you about Pharaoh. I can speak to you about Judas and all those people that are in the plan of God. But anyway, that's why I withheld you from touching her. And God said to him, but go to Abraham, the coward, the liar, the one who pimped his wife and had no integrity. Go to even the evil king had more integrity than Abraham. Come on, are you guys with him? And God says to Abraham, listen here, not to Abraham, to the king, go to Abraham. He is my prophet. He will pray for you and you will live. That sounds very unfair. That king, the Bible says that king came to him with livestock, with riches, gave to Abraham and said to him, listen, do whatever you want, dwell wherever you want, just take your wife from me. That is when you know the favor of God is upon your life. But that was in the old covenant. God is saying, we are an offspring and a seed of Abraham in the new covenant. So God is going to make your name great. The Lord spoke to me already last year. He said, Leon, this year is going to be a year of great exploits. Great divine exploits for those who are going to take risks. For those who are going to step out of the boat and say, I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray. I'm going to lie in the face. I was thinking even about the young people. I was thinking, listen, this is the greatest time of your life where you can fast on water, get in your face in your room and lock yourself away until you have a supernatural divine encounter with God. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek His face. And He will answer you. Listen, the Bible says you don't even have to be a son if a wise servant, a worthy servant, can share in the inheritance of the son. Doesn't matter how far you, people say to me, Leon, but you, and I get these emails. I send an email out on fatherhood. And they said to me, Leon, but you were lucky. We don't have a father. And I thought, but I also didn't have a father a while back. But I did certain things that would get me to one. Your need will bring you to a father. Amen. Number two, I want to close off with this. The second thing that the pig, you know, when I read the pig, that the year means the pig, before I even got into this, God already spoke this to me, and I had this picture. Go with me to Judges 4, verse 21. Judges 4. I know I shared a little bit at the youth, but it's okay. We can always hear it over again. Yeah. Judges 4, verse 21. Say with me, the pig. I believe it's the year of the pig. Listen to what God is going to do prophetically to you. Those who are spiritual already know. But Jael, Heber's wife, a bad guy's wife, took a tent peg in the correct translation. My goodness, I don't know what amplified this is, but it's not the right one. Amen. So, okay, go for me to the New King James Version, please. You know, just a normal one that I can read from. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a tent peg. Say with me, a tent peg. Remember, God says, this year, Ayin Vav, you will see the peg. And took a hammer in her hand and went, say with me, softly. There are certain animals in the Bible that represents, in fact, I can speak to you about the anointing of a spider. 80% will backslide. So I'm satanic. But the Bible says the spider is so subtle that he finds himself in the king's courts. I can speak to you about the servant. God says, be wise as a serpent and innocent as a dove. In fact, it says, be as cunning as a serpent. And this is what this woman did. She went softly to him and drove the peg into his temple, his head. And it went down through his head into the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary, so he died. I want to prophesy to you that this year you will see God drive the peg through your enemy's head into the ground. This is the year of victory. This is the year where you will see the destruction of the enemy upon your life, says the Spirit of the living God. And if you take that word, you will grab a hold of it in your spirit for this year. Hallelujah. Here. Listen, I will finish it. I will finish it. You going to get it now? This year you will see God driving. Okay, do that. The battle was going on in the field, but the victory was secured in private. It happened in a tent. It'll happen in your house on your knees. Amen. Your private victories, private battles will give you public victories. It happens in prayer, in the secret place on your knees. What happens in public is just the results people see of prayer life and a secret place and private victories. She secured the victory by going softly, cunningly. I can preach a whole message on the characteristics of a snake. How it maneuvers, how it calls, how it makes U-turns, how it's cunning. She secured the victory by going softly or secretly towards the enemy, subtle. What? I added this in. Go for me to Zechariah chapter number 10, verse number 4 in the New King James. 4 to 5. What activates the tent peg? I want to read to you this. Yeah. It says, from him comes the cornerstone. From him, the tent peg. From him, the battle bow. That him is Judah. What is Judah? It means to praise. So God is saying, listen here, from your praise comes the cornerstone. From your praise will activate the tent peg. From your praise, the battle bow. From your praise, every ruler together. Next verse. From your praise, they shall be like mighty men who tread down their enemies in the river of the, in the mire of the streets in the battle. They shall fight because the Lord is with them, and the riders on the horses shall be put to shame. Listen to me, go back to verse 4. What activates the tent peg? This year is the year of the peg, the crushing of the head of the enemy. The Judah, our praise activates the tent peg. Come on, guys, with me. A third point that I didn't put in here, but I just want to throw it out. Listen here. The other thing, obviously, that the nail signifies was the nails that went through Jesus' hands and his feet, which indicates final victory. But I read something up and I studied something that was very peculiar. It says that when King David took out Goliath, he took Goliath's head and he carried it to Jerusalem and buried it in the hill of Golgotha. Which means when Jesus went up to the hill of Golgotha and he was crucified and the nails pierced his hands, the Bible says that he was pierced for our iniquity. He was crucified for our sins. He was pierced. When the nails pierced his hands on the same heel that Goliath's head is. But the Lord said to me that when Jesus did that over 2,000 years ago, one more time he pierced the head of Goliath and the enemy as a prophetic sign that the giants are coming down in your life. Your victory is not in your future. Your victory is 2,000 years ago upon the cross. Come on, guys, with me. We live from victory, not to victory. When I speak to a devil, when we cast out devils, listen to me, they are already defeated. In fact, they are defeated, dethroned, disarmed, and destroyed. That's what Jesus did to the enemy. He knows it, it's coming to him, but he's trying to just take a chance. Come on, you guys with me. He already knows the end. He's trying to capitalize in on the moment that he has. But this is what the Lord is saying to me. 2016 will be a year of divine greatness and will be the year where you will see your enemy's head pierced one last time on the hill of Golgotha. Christ's hands was pierced. And the Bible says, every requirement against us is wiped out. That he stripped Satan from every principality, every rank, every file. Come on. I want us to praise him. I want you guys to see the giant's head We cut off the giant's head. We eat giants for our bread. Come on, come on, come on, people. Come on. Praise activates the tent peg. Praise.
We cut off the giant's head.
Come on, sing this.
We eat giants for our bread. We cut off the giant's head. We eat giants for our bread. We cut off the giant's head. We eat giants for our bread. We cut off the giant's head. We eat giants for our bread. You're an army dressed for battle. You're an army dressed for battle. You're an army dressed for battle. Take the land, take the land. Sure, an army dressed for battle. Sure, an army dressed for battle.
Come on,
you're an army dressed for battle. Take the land, take the land.
Mighty,
warrior. You're an army dressed for battle. You're an army dressed for battle. Take the land, take the land.
You're an army.
You're an army dressed for battle. You're an army dressed for battle. You're an army dressed for battle. Take the land.
Let energy come into this place. Your praise activates the dead pig.
You're an army dressed for battle. You're an army dressed for battle. You're an army dressed for battle. Take the land, take the land. You're an army dressed for battle. You're an army dressed for battle. You're an army dressed for battle. Take the land.
Everybody just raise their hands to heaven. Roska dana varke dana bede mana mana mana. Habroska the will to win. Pray for everyone. No more. I'm just going to go to the Holy Spirit, please. Roska dana varke dana bede mana. Habron dana varke dana bede mana. Habroska dana varke dana bede mana. Habroska dana varke dana bede mana. Habroska dana varke dana bede mana. Focus tonight on impartation. This is the year of victory. The devil is defeated, disarmed, dethroned, and destroyed over 2,000 years upon the cross. All requirements against us was nailed to the cross and wiped out. Wiped clean. Heavens open in this place. And let the heavens open in this place. I'm going to pray for everyone afterwards, but I want you to, even when we do a ring of fire, I want you to pull out everything. Suck out everything. The Bible says that in the high places, the oil is siphoned out. It is sucked out of the rock. The anointing needs to be sucked out. It needs to be pulled upon. It needs a demand. It needs to be pulled out. Lord and Jordan, the two of you just come with me. Let me pray for you also, Lord. It's just for that. Somebody get behind them also. Spirit, just to be everything that is in me, I want to give to someone. Just lift Lord up for me one more time. Get him up for me one more time. Holy Spirit, right now, Father, I pray for Energeo. I pray for Kratos. I pray for the power of God to impart into them in the name of Jesus Christ. Fire for now. This young group of young people here, just raise your hands. Just raise your hands, raise your hands. In this atmosphere, we want to do a ring of fire. I pray for every person. I'm going to take my time on importation because we have some time. So I want you to be hungry. If you can get out of your seats, if the ushers can help, make a ring around the building. If you're standing in the backside of the building, don't stand with your arms folded. Stand, surrender to Him. Be hungry. Broska da la bara kede le bere mambri ose kete de bere le bere mane atra bana mane. Broska de le bani atra bana. Havan broska ta la bara kete de le be. Hachi andre harios ka ta la vaya. Kan broska ta le de le bonde skete ya. Havas kati ya. Kari andre ki andra skutoro bom. Broska de le bere mambri ase ke ya ta la. Khandra da dash ka tari andra kari andros kete le be. Khani andres kari andres ka ta la vane le le bere maya. Kandrios katala bana kele dele kele dele baya. Habrias katale bene bere babrias katale dele bere maya. Hondres katala bande kele sia kana maya. Hambras katala bande la bas katale be. Kalabandias katalebere mambrias katalabayam. Kabrios katalabana me. Kelebere mambrias katalebere mambrias katalebere mayam. Kabrandre kedele kelede kadosh katalabayam. Kabrias katalabandres katalebere desh kate. Hondres katalebere mambrias katalebere mayam. Kabros kedelebere mambrias katalebere. Kelebere mahandres katalabam. Kondres katalabare katalebere biatrabayam. Brondelevesh katalebere manamayam. Abri andere vedere bene mano mano Iere vasco colo bondre vedere bene mano mano Brosche delle bene mano briose che delle vaia Abriose che delle bene mano mano Brosche delle dare mano che hai andre scate delle bene mano Abriose andre scate delle scate delle scate Tele bene mano briose che delle bene mano mano Abri is gonna come like lightning upon you Brosche tala vandere delle bene scate Khande scate delle bene che delle dare bene mano mano Khandroshka tala vare che delle Kedele benim ambriyası kedele benim anaman Kandiyası kedele benim anaman aman Kiye şekene kandreş kete Kabriyas kedele benim an Kadere var kedele benim anaman aman aman Şekedele benim an Kabrosu kedele benim anaman Kedele benim var yası kedele benim anaman Kiye liririri yas Kedele benim an Kiye They're lying down. Like, don't force them up if they're getting. If they're ready to come up, let them come up. Otherwise, you're grieving the Holy Spirit.
Presence come upon their lives.
Let every gift be activated. Let every talent, every gift be activated. Impartation. Just surrender this, please. Just 1 more minute for it. He comes when we go beyond ourselves. He comes when we stretch beyond ourselves and we give it over to Him. When we surrender to Him. My face is, it feels like it's on fire. Sound of my voice. So the Lord is just speaking to me. I just to raise your hand. You don't have to come out. I just want you to raise your hand. I want to pray for you where you are in your chairs. So the Lord spoke to me about deliverance, and especially in the area of curses, things that are hereditary from a family line coming down. If that is you, I want you to raise both your hands to the Lord if you feel those effects in your life. Let me just say this. There's certain entry points for demons. If you go study King David, before he was king, when he was serving Saul, and he was a mighty warrior, and the women began to sing. David, Saul kills his thousands, and David kills his 10,000s. 2 verses later, the Bible says, an evil spirit entered into Saul because he got jealousy. Are you guys with me? He became jealous of what they said about David. It entered into him and from that day on tormented him because of the root of jealousy. And that's just one little example of how the enemy works. The Lord speaking to me about curses, things that are happening hereditary in your life that needs to be broken, whether it's sickness, whether it is, I even hear the Lord speaking about cancer. I even hear the Lord speaking to me about it's like a diagnosis of osteoporosis. Can you just raise your hands in the atmosphere? If that is you. Listen. The heavens are just open. I honor Pastor Mark as my spiritual father, so I will stop on time. I can easily. I have enough energy. I have enough to give until about 10, 11, 12. But I want us to deal with deliverance right now. Just if you can just raise your hands to the Lord. I want the church, everybody, to pray this prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I repent on behalf of my forefathers for any sin that they have committed. I forgive any person that has done me wrong. I ask of your forgiveness on behalf of them. Right now, I have confessed it. Right now, I repent and I renounce every curse in my bloodline, in my generational line. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release it and I let it go. In Jesus' name. I want you to raise your hands. Don't pray in the tongues or anything. Just raise your hands. Father, I pray for every single person. I take authority over every generational curse, over every bloodline curse, over every spirit of infirmity that has come down, over every spirit of death, over every spirit of murder and every spirit of racism. I take authority over that, over any addiction, any lust, any perversion, anything that's holding your people back. Father, I take authority over every curse, over every spell, over every form of witchcraft over their lives. In the name that is above every single name, the name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, the name of Jesus the Christ, the uncreated one, the Son of the living God, I take authority over you and I break your power. I bind every spirit. I hear this with the Lord even speaking to me about a car accident. There's somebody who was in a car accident and they hurt their body in a bad way. But I even see those things as curses that has come down and tried to take you out in every area if you want to have success. May it be loosed from you even this night. May it be broken over your lives even this night in the name of Jesus Christ. That when you walk out of this place, you will be free. I serve that devil a notice right now. And I say it is time to let the people of God go in every area of their lives. That devil that stops you from praying. That devil that stops you from pressing him. That devil that stops you from prosperity in your life. God delights in the prosperity of his saints. May that curse of lack be broken. And every devil come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Just keep your hands, just keep your hands, just focus upon. Father, I thank you for your presence. Let the anointing come upon your people as dew, like a rain, like a fresh showers, as it says in the book of Job. Showers of rain. Father, I release your people. Let everything be activated in them. Wait, there's just something the Holy Spirit is speaking to me about somebody that is here in this block. The lady standing there, can you come here for me? Is your husband here? Can you come here for me? Is your husband not here? You're with your daughter. It's something that God wants to do in your life. And I'm standing here, I feel a pull from him. For the Lord is going to bring breakthrough even in the area of finances, even in the area of your family, and even in the area of a job, a work, employment. For the Lord is saying that I see that there's supposed or there is a business in this family, or there's supposed to be a business. You're going to go into it. You do own a business, okay? I see that there's going to be a business, but also God is going to multiply, especially in the area of trade. Don't know how to explain it. There's going to be something with exporting and importing that the Lord is showing me, that God is going to give you guys, and He's going to give you a creative ability. Even this area of business, there shall be breakthrough. For the Lord is saying that I have seen how you have put me in front. I have seen how you have honored me when in every area of your life. And the Lord is saying deliverance is about to take place upon you and your family. Do you have a son? You have a son? Okay, you said your daughter is here tonight. Okay, yeah, okay. Sorry? Okay, because you only told me your daughter is here, but I see a son, okay? Your son is at home. How old is he? 17? 10? God is going to touch your son's life. He's going to touch his life. And I see him like a Daniel going up to the top. For the Lord is saying there's going to be a season in his life when it looks like he's going to be in the world. But the Lord is saying I'm going to begin to train him up and send him to the top as a Daniel. As a spirit of excellence will be upon his life. For the Lord is saying there shall be a generational blessing that shall go down from you to your children. I shall raise him up. Is there anybody here with a son named Michael, or Jonathan? If that is you, if you can just come out for me, please. Maybe not a son, maybe a family member, or it is you. Just come out for me, those two names, if that is you. Just come and stand here for me. Sorry, I see it's 2 minutes over time. You can go if you want. I'm going to close now after this. I apologize. The words against your marriage and against your family, Spirit of the Lord is saying those words are going to be cut down. For there's going to be great restoration, great unity, and great pleasure that's going to come. The Lord is saying, I'm going to make you one again. And the Lord is saying, there's a miracle that I'm going to grant you and your family, and sickness shall not touch you. Fire of God, touch your life in Jesus' name. Sure, so many Jonathans and Michaels. Okay, who's the son? The son, Jonathan. Just come out for me. Michael Jonathan, hey? Sorry? Broska dara barake dele bere mambrioske te dele bere bere mana maya. Broske te dele bere 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 mana ma. I saw the picture of David and Jonathan. I saw the Lord showed me Jonathan, and then I saw Michael. May the Lord invade his life, Judy, in every area. For the Lord is a set up for him. For you shall not leave this life without your head being crowned with glory and honor, says the Lord. That has been long overdue, says the Spirit of God. You will not pass on to the next life before you are crowned with glory and honor. For the Lord is saying that I shall touch him radically, and you shall be blessed, says the Spirit of God, through your children. Even in his family, is he married? Is he married? Even in his family, and as it's even in his children, God is going to do something. But the seeds that have come from you and that you've planted shall be birthed in them, and not one of them shall be lost. In fact, for the Lord is saying, I'm going to pour out a double portion upon their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Jonathan, how old is he? Okay, the Lord is showing me a cage, and he's showing me in a cage. I don't know how to explain it. Is he here tonight? Not. I see him like almost in a cage in the spirit. But that God is going to break him free. God is going to touch his life in an entrepreneurial way. And God is going to put his spirit upon him to do something to get out of the circumstances that he is in, or that he has found himself in. Because there's something that is hidden, but God is going to expose it, and there is going to be a great victory on his behalf. And God is going to touch his life. And I see how there's a gift of entrepreneurship in him, and there's a gift even of ministry in him that has been dormant for some time, but God is going to begin to stir it, and it is going to begin to come out. For the enemy has tried to come against him, and I even see see in the area of relationships, there has been some like turns and there has been some chaos. And the Lord is saying, I'm going to touch him even in that area where there many say it's his fault, it's his fault, it's not his fault. Says the Spirit of God, I'm going to begin to change his life and he will have a changed heart. For you shall see him and one day and it will be like this, a complete different person. By this word, I pray that even the angelic hosts hear me and being sent out to accomplish this word over his life. In Jesus' name. Let's give Jesus a praise offering. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for every person here. I thank you. I pray that you'll bless them, that you'll put your spirit upon them. And that even as they go home, that you'll be safely with them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, church. I don't want to go on. It's already 8:05. Apologize.